Mim McConnell, our mayor, and Michael Brown from Burlington Associates. And Mim, you wear many hats in town, and I guess last night you were kind of wearing your mayor hat and your executive director of the Sitka Community Development Corporation hat. How did it go last night?
I think it went quite well. We had a very reasonable turnout of both assembly members and SCDC board members and members of the public, and also some government students from the high school were there for a while also. So
okay.
It was good to have them there.
And we've been sort of kicking around the idea of community land trusts now for a couple of years, mm-hmm. I think, because affordable housing has been on our radar here mm-hmm. longer than a couple of years, and we've tried some things. We've tried a project at the old City Shops. You know, we've tried some things, and now this idea is kind of, I think, coming up to the top of the mm-hmm. pile a little bit. Why don't you sort of give us some background on community land trusts and how the idea emerged here?
Well, from my experience, it happened through the Long Range Planning Economic Development Commission before it was disbanded, and that group decided to take on a project that was based on the comprehensive plan, actually, and try and develop an action plan out of the comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. And we chose affordable housing as being a what we hoped would be a doable project that had steps to take, and here's the end product. Boom, we got affordable housing. And through many meetings and discussions and research, this idea of a community land trust kept coming up to the surface. And specifically, we had heard about some land trusts in the San Juan Islands in Washington State. And so we just, that idea eventually moved over into the SCDC, the Sitka Community Development Corporation's board of directors, took up some interest in that. And we even did a teleconference with a gal named Erica Malone, who at the time was with the National CLT Network. And that teleconference was at the CETA conference room, the Economic Development Association in town here, with some assembly members at the time, the Long Range Planning Group, the CETA director. We had a great conversation. There were about 20 people in the room. We had a great conversation with Erica. And I think the following, maybe 2 years later, I think, I attended my first land trust conference in Seattle and got to meet Erica. And then I went again to my second conference this past September, and I met Michael Brown, who, it turns out, has a daughter in Juneau. And he was going to be coming up here for Christmas, and he very kindly offered to come to Sitka to meet the board and talk with us about land trusts. And so he is here on his own dime, and I'm very appreciative, as has everyone that's been talking with him. So I guess at this point it might be good to let him talk a little bit about what he does. And does that sound good?
Yeah, sure. I think community land trusts are one of those things. It sounds new to us, but people like you, Michael, have been actually working with CLTs for a long time professionally. It's an old idea elsewhere.
Yeah, the community land trusts have been around for some 30 years, and they're increasingly being chosen as a preferred strategy in communities, partly because of the nature of the challenge that we face, right? You don't need me to tell you about the needs here in Sitka, but the reality is housing is expensive, and it's getting more expensive over time, which is leaving more and more people in challenging situations. And at the same time, we have less resources. So there's this sort of search for how do we be creative and effective in addressing the needs, and community land trusts provide sort of a unique opportunity for that. Community land trusts at their very core are community-based organizations. They don't have to be new organizations. They can be part of an existing organization. But the focus of community land trusts is to make sure that housing, once we've gone to the hard work and the substantial investment of making housing affordable in the first place, it's making sure that that home remains affordable from transfer to transfer, from household to household. A homeowner moves in, they can live there as long as they want, but when they move out, we want to make sure that the benefit that was provided to them, the affordability that was provided to them, is available for that incoming buyer.
Okay, and the core idea of the community land trust is that the property, the land, is held in trust, and the owner is purchasing the building?
That's right. That's right. So what a community land trust, how it operates is community land trusts acquire pieces of ground, either vacant property that is to be developed or existing properties that they'll rehab. And in the CLT, the acronym is the CLT, in the CLT transaction, the community land trust retains ownership of the land but sells the home to a household that they're targeting. They sell the home at an affordable price, and then lease the land that the home sits on to that homeowner by means of a ground lease that's typically 99 years in length, that can be passed from heir to heir on down, and at the end of the first 99-year term can be extended for a second 99-year term. The reason that the Community Land Trust, on behalf of the community that it serves, retains ownership of the land is it allows that Community Land Trust to specify certain expectations about the homeowner's use and occupancy of the property during the time that they live there. And then should they ever choose to sell, it allows the Community Land Trust a preemptive option to purchase that home. And the process of the resale is controlled by a formula that's fully disclosed and well-educated, fully disclosed, and a great deal of information provided so all parties understand what the arrangement is. But the resale formula, there's a variety of ways that they can be structured, but all of them assume that the homeowner should get back, when they sell their home, should get back whatever they put into the home, whatever investment they made by their down payment and by paying off the principal balance on their affordable mortgage. And that they should get some share, some portion of any increase in the value of the property during they live there, because the right of equity is one of the rights of home ownership. But they're allowed a share, a percentage, a portion of the increase in the value, because if we allowed the homeowner to sell for whatever the market will bear, two things happen. One is the affordability that was provided to them disappears, and the second is if we have got another house that sells at market rate.
Well, I guess those are the things you have to balance, our expectations of equity, of earning equity in our homes, and the relationship between CLTs and market forces. I mean, do you find when you set up CLTs that people are comfortable with the idea of kind of living outside regular market forces? I mean, I imagine if you're in a falling real estate market, it might be an attractive idea, but in Sitka, if you can imagine, if you can get into a home, there's almost, I mean, the past 20, 30, 40 years, there's been an expectation that your property value is going to go up.
That's right. And community land trusts typically, when they operate in appreciating markets, they want, if people can enter into, can buy a home on their own without assistance, by all means, community land trusts encourage them to do so. The challenge is, if it has to do with school teachers and police force and firefighters and social workers and other people who live within the community but simply lack the financial resources to be able to do that. So the community land trust is there to serve that population, to help them purchase a home they would otherwise not be able to afford. And in exchange for the affordability assistance provided to help them buy that home that they couldn't otherwise purchase, the CLT asks those homeowners to leave the affordability that was created for them. Should they ever choose to move, that they ask those homeowners to leave the affordability that was created for them so that it's available for another household in those particular circumstances. And so the opportunity that community land trusts provide to homeowners who are currently forced to live in rental housing or some other arrangement where there's no equity, is the opportunity to live in a home of their own, to have the security and stability and the chance to build some equity or not, right? So there's nobody that forces the arrangement. It's simply laid out as an alternative. And historically, what we see in community land trusts around the country, I have the great fortune of being able to work with community land trusts across the country, and we see that home buyers readily and easily want to do it because their interest is in owning a home in the community in which they work, in a community in which they want to send their kids to school.
And does a CLT protect you against loss?
Well, actually it doesn't, because we've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to do that. But the reality is that owning real estate is a risky proposition. You know, if we live in a place where property values continue, then homeowners who live in a community land trust home in that same community are going to see an equity return.
Right.
But if people don't take care of their home, or abuse their home, or if the market just slumps, then they're going to be as affected as anybody else. That being said, then typically what happens in those situations, the community land trust has the ability to negotiate a better arrangement for those homeowners when they sell their homes if the economics of the situation warrant. So okay. the whole point is to try and make this work. And community land trusts try to navigate this really delicate balance between, on the one hand, wanting to provide a fair return to sellers when they sell their homes, but at the same time wanting to protect the affordability that they worked so hard to put in place in the first place, so that that's there for a subsequent buyer without having to go back to the city, to the state, to the federal government, to the private philanthropic community, or the employers for additional assistance.
Yeah, I see. Mim, we have just a couple of minutes to go here. I wonder what you envision as our community land trust. Would we be setting up a new organization, or would this be something that would be created around the SCDC, or is this even premature to even talk about something like that?
Well, it's something that is going to have to be determined by the SCDC board. The CLT organizational structure is slightly different than what SCDC is currently, but my understanding from listening to this consultant is that it could still happen under SCDC, I believe, but we'd have to make a few changes.
But it has to be something that exists more or less in perpetuity.
Yeah. It needs to be a 501c3, which SCDC mm-hmm. already is, and we already have a lot of the organizational structure that you need for a CLT.
Okay. People who would like to know more and missed last night's meeting will have another chance today,
mm-hmm.
right,
yep.
at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
You're going to be the featured speaker. Did you come with your PowerPoint, Michael?
I am loaded with my PowerPoint slides.
All right, so that'll be at noon today, and chamber presentations are open to the public, you're welcome to buy lunch there at the Westmark.
I hear they're serving stroganoff.
All right, stroganoff on the menu. Michael Brown is a consultant on community land trusts with Burlington Associates from. Burlington Associates is actually located in Vermont, but you yourself live in...
I live in Minnesota.
In Minnesota, mm-hmm. and you're visiting family in Juneau for the holidays. Mim McConnell is Sitka's mayor and the executive director of the Sitka Community Development Corporation. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.